Gianimans, I am Josie, the Afro Latina Regina George of Witchery, and you are tuned in to the frequency of the Lua Nova podcast. And today's Lua report is on somebody who, like myself, has strong roots, strong Mexican roots, and despite people trying to erase his culture, like myself, he is very proud of who he is and where he comes from. So today's little report is on one of my favorites, Peso Pluma. And before we get into today's show, you know that unfortunately I always have to take a moment to educate people. This is not really so much for my regular listeners who know how to use Google, who have common sense, who are not stuck in what colonizers want you to know and not, and haven't decided to do no sort of research on your own. This is for the few who still and will always ask the most ignorant questions because you refuse to do any sort of work or educate yourself in any sort of way. This is based on a comment that I received. I'm going to say it was a comment and not so much a question, but they were like, how are you Afro-Latina if you are half Brazilian? First of all, Brazil is a country, so which has many different ethnicities, races, and cultures, the same way that the United States does, okay? Brazil, fun facts with Josie today, is the largest Latin American country. I'm going to say that one more time for those of you who refuse to do any of the work yourself. Brazil is the largest Latin, all caps, Latin American country. Okay? It is part of South America. Got it? And Google will explain this further to you in a way that I will not. And as I've said before, as the Afro-Latina Regina George, my delivery is not always going to be friendly, especially when I get asked ignorant questions or people leave ignorant comments. How can somebody be Afro-Latina and be from Brazil? Because Brazil, hun, has the largest Black community of the Latin American countries. Let me say that one more time for you, since I don't know. So many people just refuse to actually educate themselves. They stick with what they learned back in ninth grade, and they've never tried to do any of their own research. They never try to learn on their own. And for anybody that's like, oh, well, you can deliver it in a different way, you need to go listen to a different podcast, because I'm going to deliver it in a way that is presented to you the way your grown ass needs to hear it. Okay? Because there's too many grown adults who say these dumb things on a regular basis and refuse to learn anything. Okay, but if you're gonna listen to this show, you're gonna keep learning, because that's what I do. I'm a spiritual teacher, but apparently I should get a doctorate in what it means to be Afro-Latina. So because Brazil has the largest Black population of Latin America, notice I said of Latin America, not the largest Black population in the world. I said the largest Black population of Latin America. Guess what that means? Then they are Afro-Latino. Because Brazil is what? A Latin country. We're going to stop trying to erase Brazil as part of Latin America. You know why colonizers have tried to erase it? Because of the large amount of Black people. Because Black people do not just come from the United States. We all originate. If we want to be real, we all originate from Africa. However, whenever that slave trade happened, guess who had the largest amount when it came to the slave trade? This is going to blow your mind. Brazil. Yeah, so you see, you can have a Black parent from a Latin American country like myself, and guess what that makes you? Afro-Latino or Afro-Latina, depending on whatever pronouns you use. Okay, I'm not even about to get into that part of it. So, like I said, this is something that Peso Pluma can relate to, is people have tried to erase his Mexican heritage, his Mexican history. I've had that happen myself, because obviously, if you look at me, I look more Brazilian. I look like more of that side of my family. And that side has always embraced me so much. Not to say that Mexican people do not. It's that when it comes to my Mexican heritage, it's always been met with a lot of confusion, which is very, very strange considering there, guess what? There's black people in Mexico. And I don't mean they moved there. I mean, they were born and raised. Look up black Mexicans. They exist. Okay. I also understand that I am on the lighter side when it comes to skin tone and I have long hair. And so that seems to confuse people even more because the idea of ethnicities and cultures mixing is so confusing. And I'm mainly referring to people in the United States. When it comes to outside of the United States or even certain parts of the United States, I don't necessarily receive this. But you see, whenever I was actually defending the Dominicans who are not denying their black heritage, and you have the audacity to say to me, how am I Afro-Latina, when you can clearly see that I am quite a mixture, then and you refuse to do any sort of homework, then please don't expect a very friendly delivery. And I did also tell this person, honey, Brazil is the largest Latin American country, and guess what? Even if I wasn't Brazilian, I would still be Mexican, which would still make me Latina. You do not get to tell people who are of Afro-Latino background that we somehow have to prove who we are. We don't have to prove shit to you. Because last time I checked, none of you had me. Other than my mother, who might be tuning in right now, she had me. But none of you had me. And so I see quite a bit of ignorance. I'm going to give you another example since this seems to blow people's minds and I have to educate people on a daily basis. My man is Latino. He is not Afro-Latino. He is Latino. There's a difference. There is a difference. Okay? And he's very pale and he has a red beard. And so on a regular basis, he also gets met with quite a bit of ignorance. Both of his parents are not from the United States. I have one parent that's not from the United States. He has both parents that are not from the United States. Okay. And so he gets met with quite a bit of ignorance because he grew up in Compton, California. And so as a person living in Texas, the amount of ignorance that he receives, I imagine, could be quite confusing for somebody who comes from a more progressive background. Okay. But on a regular basis, we have to educate people. And this goes for everybody across the board. It doesn't matter what your culture is. Unfortunately, you will come across ignorant people who refuse to do the work, who refuse to educate themselves, and decide to stick with what colonizers have taught them. Now, when I'm referring to colonizers, I am not referring to your modern day, everyday white person who happens to be an ally. I am referring to ignorant people who are relying on what the colonizers taught us, meaning my ancestors. You know how the colonizers came in and they told indigenous people and they told African people, etc., this is how you're going to learn. This is what you're going to learn. This is your religion now. Well, guess what? Fuck that. That's not who I am. Like I said before, I am my ancestors' wildest dreams because I get to live out a life that they didn't get to. I get to say whatever they didn't get to. That's why I have this platform, to continue to educate. And if you don't like it, do not tune in, do not subscribe, and do not ever think that a witch of all people is ever going to back down from anybody. A witch in the South, of all things, think about the amount of ignorance that I see and hear on a regular basis. Honey, you deciding to be uneducated, you deciding that you don't want to learn anything, that's not going to stop me. I feel sorry for you. I really do. There is a little bit of empathy for people who will never know their culture, who will never know their background, and who have no desire to learn anything. I can't imagine wanting to live my life that way. That sounds like a really depressing life. But we are now going to go ahead and get into today's Lua report, Peso Pluma. So, for this week's Lua updates and the Novel Soul segment, I am just going to briefly tell you all that, again, the Novel Soul segment of the show will be whenever I'm discussing the spiritual side of what's going on in pop culture. To give you an example, J-Lo is definitely experiencing a karmic cycle. That is something that I would discuss if I was going to have a regular Novel Soul segment. But because I didn't want this episode to run so long, like the last episode, I am going to just kind of cut it off this week. There aren't really no other updates that I want to get into. There's a lot going on in pop culture.
I don't listen to rap music, so I couldn't tell you much about the rap beefs going on. It's not something that I really understand, so I don't want to speak on something that I don't get whatsoever. But I do want to always reiterate something that I hear often on social media, and that is when it's time to go touch grass, when it is time to log off, when it is time to stop responding to that loser who has a miserable life and does not want anybody to have a happy life, because the biggest part of manifestation is energy. And so if you keep surrounding yourself with depressing, stagnant, miserable energy, then no, you're not gonna be able to manifest anything for long. That's not to say you can't. It's just to say that don't expect it to last, because your energy's all off. So there's a lot of that going on, and a lot of people are just really fed up. They're fed up with celebrities. They're fed up with the government, and I'm referring to the United States government. I can't speak for other countries, but I love it. Love to see it. Love to see people standing up for themselves a lot this week. And love to see the Afro-Latino community coming together to educate people. I'm seeing quite a bit of that. So that's awesome. That's going to be the only updates, because I don't want this episode to be 4 hours long like the last one. Actually, I think it was only about an hour long, but that's too long. So we're going to go ahead and get on to the rest of the segments in the show.
So when I was choosing who or what I would even talk about this week, Peso Pluma was always at the back of my mind. And I understand his real name is Hassan, and that Peso Pluma actually refers to the group, kind of like The Weeknd. If you're familiar with who The Weeknd is, he goes by The Weeknd, but it's actually the whole group. Same thing with Bruno Mars. It's actually a whole group. It's not just one person. But we're gonna call him Peso Pluma because that is his stage name, and that is how you would know who I'm even referring to. But yes, his real name is Hassan, and again, this is somebody who is half Mexican, and because of that, has dealt with quite a bit of backlash as far as like what is considered Mexican enough. And I don't think anybody gets to decide that for you. Okay, so I think that him coming along and making certain regional Mexican music more mainstream, and whether people like that or not, that is exactly what he's helped to do, is refreshing. Because from a generation that, like myself, where we want to hear something that is cultural but also new, I think that he embodies exactly what that means. And that doesn't really surprise me because he is a Gemini sun. Okay. And Gemini is the communicator. And you're not always going to like the way that they communicate. For instance, I despise Kanye West and Donald Trump, but when it comes to communication, they are great at getting people to tune in. And they are great at knowing what to say and really thinking it through. Even if the delivery doesn't even sound like it to us, we might think, well, that doesn't sound like somebody who thought out what they were going to say. Oh, no, they thought it out. They just didn't really care whether you liked their delivery or not. With Peso Pluma, we see more of a reserved side of being a Gemini. And that's something that makes me look more at the rest of his birth chart. And it makes a lot of sense to me because his moon sign is in Cancer. Okay. And so he even has a song called Luna, which Luna in Spanish translates to moon, the same way that Lua in Portuguese translates to moon. So this is somebody who is always going to have a strong connection with the moon in particular. Okay. Consider that Cancer is the mother of the zodiac, because the moon is the mother of the zodiac. That is where that comes from. Cancers are ruled by the moon. So he will always have this beautiful connection with the moon in particular. And unlike the average Gemini sun, depending on their birth chart, he seems to come across more Cancer-like. You see some emotion there. You see somebody who is not afraid to tap into that watery nature that water signs have. And again, the water signs are Cancer, Pisces, and Scorpio. Okay, so another thing that I noticed that stood out to me was his Jupiter sign being in Aries. This is someone who, whenever he decides to be a leader, because this is a Gemini, so they're it's easy for them to be a leader, but it's more of a if I feel like it kind of an attitude, then he's always going to be very successful when whatever he chooses to lead in, because Jupiter is a planet of expansion. Jupiter, as I've said to you, think of Mr. 305, Pitbull, and that energy. This is a planet that is very flashy. This is a planet. This is that energy. Okay. This is the energy of money. This is the energy of abundance, success. And so if your Jupiter sign is in the sign of Aries, which is the leader of the zodiac, the beginning of the zodiac, then this is actually a great time for you. Okay, so I always say this to all of you, to look at your birth chart, and there are certain signs that are going to stand out to you. What speaks to you in particular? Because to me, when I'm just looking at Pesel Pluma's birth chart, and as I've said before, I can't see his ascendant sign. For most celebrities, we're not going to know what their rising sign is, which is your ascendant sign, because it's not listed, or we don't know what time they were born. For a lot of celebrities, that is the case. It's really rare that you're going to see that listed, and that's okay. But I did find the rest of his birth chart quite calm, because there was, and I actually need, whenever I stop to take a break, I'm going to look at where else I saw Cancer at in his birth chart, and I'll mention it a little bit later. But I also saw that there is a little bit of boisterousness, which we see with Gemini in particular. Again, I mentioned the celebrities, Kanye West and Donald Trump. Okay. Think of their personality types. Now, with Pesel Pluma, it's not so much that you're not going to see that. It's that it's not as pronounced, because that moon in Cancer tends to pull that back about him, where he doesn't necessarily lead with that Gemini nature. He sometimes leads more with the Cancer side of him, which I love to see, especially in somebody of his, in his age group. Okay. Cause that's not, you would think that he would be a lot more in your face. Think of, and not to compare the two, but to give you an example only, personality types. Let's think of JOP, whose sun sign is in Taurus. Okay. So this is somebody who has no problem being flashy, but this isn't about JOP. This is to give you an example, of somebody in the same generation and the same, who's kind of done the same thing and made regional, Mexican music a lot more mainstream and has a much flashier way about him. Nothing wrong with that. Just to kind of compare the two and just kind of give you a different idea. Another area that I saw that stood out to me was Pesel Pluma's Venus sign. Your Venus sign is how you are in relationships. Venus rules love. Venus is about love. So that planet, that's that energy that you're going to be getting from that particular planet. Okay. When it goes into retrograde, all hell breaks loose. Okay. That's when you start seeing relationships tested, or people start breaking up. Okay. But more on that at another time, since guess what happens after Mercury retrograde? It stops being in retrograde. Yeah, you gotta buckle up, because it means that the other planets are about to go into retrograde. Don't know why it happens. It seems to always happen that way, but I'm not an astrologer. I just know a lot about this stuff, about Western astrology mainly. And, it's something that I just want you all to be prepared for. And there may be a future episode on it. I'm not 100% sure. But let's talk about his Venus sign. His Venus sign is in the sign of Leo. Leo is loud and proud. Not necessarily loud, but I've actually known quite a few quiet Leos. But definitely not afraid to be who they are. Definitely in your face as far as who they are. And they can be quiet about it. I've known two extremely quiet Leos. And still, the level of confidence and the level of just, this is who I am and I'm amazing. And if you don't see how amazing I am because I'm ruled by the sun, then that's your problem. And therefore, when you think of what that person is like in a relationship, think of Venus in Leo. Venus in Leo, as they, those two energies match perfectly to begin with, because Leo is all about themselves. It's all about, I'm so great, I'm so amazing. etc. But Venus energy is very much so, and I'm so beautiful, and I make everything else around me beautiful, and therefore your life is going to be beautiful because I'm going to make it beautiful, because I'm going to make sure that your life is amazing. And therefore, when a Venus in Leo is in love, the amount of you have to be as great as I am, and I don't mean that from a rude way, I mean that, and I want you to be as great as I am, so I'm going to lavish you with love, I'm going to lavish you with gifts, I'm going to lavish you with all of my great energy, is very common for somebody whose Venus sign is in Leo. Okay, so let me take a second to look at the rest of Pisciopluma's birth chart before we get into today's collective reading. And let me make a quick correction. Pisciopluma's father is a Lebanese Mexican, and feel free to look more into that. But that's kind of what I was referring to in when, like I was telling you, my black father being from Brazil, or anybody can be from anywhere and have a particular ethnicity, okay? That does not make you any less than. And so his father is actually from Mexico, okay? Which makes Pisciopluma Mexican, okay? That's where he's from. And you don't get to take that away from him. But the last part of his birth chart that I wanted to discuss is his Mercury sign. His Mercury sign is also in the sign of Cancer. Now, he does not have a stellium, which is when a, and he might, and I just didn't see it. And if somebody else finds that, please point it out to me. If you found Cancer again in his chart, I just didn't see it. His Mercury being in Cancer means that whenever his communication style is always going to be with a little more empathy, with a little more heart into how he communicates, which again, we can see that again, this is not somebody who leads their conversations, etc., or their demeanor with that common Gemini way about them. Okay. But also keep in mind, Geminis are outstanding communicators. Mercury is a planet of communication. Okay. So whenever he does communicate, it will always still be in a way that is not confrontational, in a way that where he is thinking about maybe how it affects others, or how it affects his fan base, how it even affects himself and his own mental health. Cancer is great about doing that because they are kind of like, again, because they are the mother of the zodiac, that means that they tend to look at things from a point of view of how does this affect not just myself, but others? How is what I'm saying conveying to this person? You know, is this the way that I want it to sound? Is this how I want it this to sound? And I say this as somebody whose mother is a Cancer, and her entire birth chart almost is all Cancer. You're not going to really find too many other zodiac signs in her birth chart. So being raised by a mother that is the epitome of what a Cancer is, I see quite a bit of these Cancer traits within Pisciopluma, and it's admirable, especially for a young man of his stature and who has done so well in his life. Now, let's get to the collective reading. And before I do so, I do want to make this clear. As I say here and there, I don't do a lot of Lua reports anymore, but I still have to say this. Whenever I am reading tarot cards for a celebrity, I do not have their consent. Therefore, it is just meant for entertainment purposes. Now, I want to address Carol G, and I have addressed this before, and I'm going to address it again. There was a so-called psychic and a so-called astrologer who had nothing but negative things to say about Carol G's life. And then my reading was completely different. I did not see that negativity. The only thing that I saw, and I have said this before, was that there was someone around her who did not have her best interests at heart, who kind of, I was definitely picking up on some jealous vibes. I don't know who this person is. I don't know if this person is still in her life. But as far as that negative energy, that's where that negative energy was coming from. And of course, unfortunately, when you're in the public eye, you're going to get negative energy all of the time. Now, this is not about Carol G. This is just to give you an example of a lot of what I've said has come true. And not just with Carol G, but just in general. And I'm very careful about what I say whenever I'm doing readings, because sometimes I see more and I hold back because that celebrity has not given me consent. With all due respect, I couldn't care less if y'all give me consent to read a celebrity who does not know me and cannot tell me that it's okay for me to just start telling the world what I think about their life. That's not okay. You also will not hear me sitting here bashing somebody. If you're on my Lua report, then I'm not going to bash you. I'm actually going to try to find positive things. Unwell is a good example of that, because I understand this is somebody who receives quite a bit of negativity that they brought on themselves. Yes, you did, sir. But if I see some good, I'm going to talk about the good. Okay, JLP would be another one. And where I see negativity that they brought on themselves, however, if you are on my show, I am going to try to find the positive, and I'm going to be careful about what I say whenever I'm doing a reading. Now, if any of these celebrities ever hear this and they want me to do a further reading, that's a whole other discussion, and then it's for them to tell the public that they were okay with it, okay? I do not get to decide that, which is why when it comes to my collective readings, I always say to you that I only do them with your consent. You're welcome to always fast forward. If a reader does not ask for your consent and just starts reading or just starts saying that they got a message, whatever, then you need to be very careful of their energy. Because one, that means that they are not very informed of reading tarot and what that could open you up to. And I don't mean negative entities and evil and all that. What I'm saying is that it opens you up to spirit guides, okay? All of our spirit guides are here to have our back. And because of that, it can also lead to other types of people who don't know what they're talking about, who don't know the first thing about reading tarot, and they might be new to it, etc., just spewing out whatever and not understanding that you don't get to consent for other people, okay? And so the reading that I'm about to do, I haven't shuffled the cards, I haven't even cleaned them yet, is for entertainment purposes only. So you could consider this the pink unicorn in the room, which is my disclaimer, okay? A collective reading is meant for a collective audience. I am going to pull one card for my collective Luanovas and then one card for Pesel Puma, okay? If you do not consent to having your tarot read, then please fast forward to the end and I will not be offended by that. I do not do personal readings anymore. And I'm not sure if I will in the future, but that's just to kind of give you an overview. I don't shuffle any particular amount of times. And yes, many times my spirit guides do chime in and they do want to say things, especially, you know, the one that is the loudest and the proudest. And I won't get into that right now, but I do have spirit guides that like to chime in. My altar is actually also right here. So whenever I'm recording my show, my spirit guides can quite literally, their energy is right here in the room with me. So if they have something that they want to say, sometimes I will convey that. And a lot of the times I'm very careful about even what I say about that. Okay. Maybe I'll talk about that again in the future. I don't know. But let's go ahead and get to today's collective tarot reading. So we are going to start with Pesel Pluma's tarot card. And keep in mind, this is a Gemini sun that we're referring to. This is the type of person who is always going to have a million things going on. And they have so many ideas, so many wants, so many everything. They are dual signs for a reason. They are the sign of the twins, which means that depending on who you are, you might get a different side of who they are, okay? That's not to say that they are two-faced, but that is such a typical way to describe a Gemini. It just means that they are not necessarily exactly the same with you as they are with, let's say, a family member or a teacher or whatever, okay? And it's not uncommon for them to have several hobbies, several things going on in their brain, because again, they're ruled by Mercury, the communicator. So how they want to communicate to the world switches up a lot. Okay, so don't be surprised if with Pesel Pluma, this is why you see him in so many different genres, by the way, because he doesn't just do regional mixed music. You know, we've seen him do all types of music. You might have heard my dryer go off just now, but that's okay. All types of music and
I find that actually quite inspiring as to he refuses, as to saying to other people, you don't have to stay in one kind of box, and you can have many different wants and hobbies, etc., and that's perfectly fine. Okay, so what is the message that we have for Peso Pluma this week? Okay, I am still shuffling, and I think I found the card. Oh, okay, wow. Love that. I'm just putting the cards aside, by the way, guys. And trying, I'm forgetting it. Okay. But sometimes before I just start reading, I try to pick up on the energy of that person. And so his angel number is going to be the number 9. Because the sun is shining down on Peso Pluma. And I oftentimes feel like with celebrities, people hate when I say that. Like, oh, that always seems to be the case for them. Because they believe it is. Because talk about knowing how to manifest. They're celebrities for a reason. They knew how to manifest the life that they wanted. Whether we agree with it, don't like them or not, you know, etc. The Kardashians are another outstanding example of that. Whether you like them or not, they are the epitome of what it means to manifest the life that you want. Okay. And at least on the outside looking in, you know, we don't know the ins and outs. But Peso Pluma's card this week is the 9 of Pentacles. Okay. So what I see is this is someone who, after reading their chart, most certainly will be earning a break. I don't see him taking a break anytime soon. I think that he definitely has earned the right to, but he is fairly young, extremely young. So he may not feel like at this time in his life that it's time to take a break, but he most certainly will earn it. This is not someone who, the bigger that they get, the bigger the head that they get. It's more of, the bigger I get, the more I want to keep doing other things, the more I keep wanting to expand, like the planet Jupiter, okay? And his Jupiter is an Aries, so that's not uncommon. So as a leader, as a natural leader, and when it comes to anything he wants to be successful in, what I would advise somebody like Peso Pluma, where I pulled the 9 of Pentacles, is that I see the hard work paying off for you. You have a life that was meant to be full of luxury and full of profit. And this card is a person smiling. They even have a little bird right here with them smiling. The sun is shining down. In the background, you see a large castle. And so even in their background, that means from the back all the way to the front, that means this is somebody who understands this, where I came from and where I am today. Where I came from, I'm not ashamed of. I see it as a castle. I see it as a loving home. And here I am today, still killing it. And look at how well I'm doing in my life and how well I'll continue to do. Because you see, this bush that has the 9 of Pentacles also has a ton of flowers. So not only are they helping themselves, they're helping other people because they are flowering everybody else. Okay. Everybody eats. If you are on Peso Pluma's team, if you collaborate with him, etc., you're eating. You're going to do just fine because he sees something in you and he wants you to flourish. And he's, again, that Cancer moon, where he's not even just thinking about, how does this affect me? He's thinking of, how does this affect everyone around me? My team, my loved ones, etc. He will continue to be successful. And I've said this before about other celebrities, but with him in particular, this card proves this. This card is I don't see anything but up from here. Okay? Well, the reason why we didn't see him crying and upset about the girlfriend... is because, and I'm not sure if it was a PR relationship, and I'm not saying that, it has a lot to do with him understanding his worth and understanding where he's going in his life. So he doesn't have a lot of time to be sad. Okay, that's not to say he never gets sad and he never feels down, he never has an off day. I'm not saying any of that. What I'm saying is that this is somebody who knows how to adapt and knows how to continue to be successful in their life. Okay, so Peso Pluma, that is your reading for this week. Now, I'm going to put his card aside because I'm actually not going to add it back into the deck.
We're going to cleanse it. You hear that? Get a little spray. These cards have been through it, guys. But like I said, there's another deck that I will eventually be moving to. I just don't know if that's going to be this season or not. Because these cards, I feel like they have the energy of the new moons, which is you, on them. And I already picked your card, okay? And I want you to take this message the way it is meant to be taken. Your angel number for this week is the number 20, okay? The number 20. It is time for many of you to go through either, I'm getting another spiritual awakening, meaning many of you already have gone through a spiritual awakening, but you're about to go through another one, or you're experiencing another one right now. You're experiencing a lot of spiritual thoughts that you weren't having before. Maybe you started meditating, maybe you started collecting crystals, maybe the eclipse just had this very big shift on how you see the world. And you're either, like I said, either going through another one or you're about to, because you got the judgment card. And the judgment card is not so much about being judged or judging others. It refers to an awakening. It refers to connecting with the divine, because the divine is at a time where they know they, and I say the word they, because we don't all see God the same way. You may see God in female form, male form, both forms, no form at all. And if you believe in the divine, who is God, then that is why I say they, okay? But when it comes to they, meaning the divine and also your spirit guides, your ancestors, all of the loving spirits that surround you and protect you, your guardian angels, they know that you need a little more of a push in the right direction. It doesn't mean that there's anything wrong, because I'm not picking up on that there's anything wrong. It's that you are almost confused as to what your next step is. You know, am I meditating right? Am I journaling right? Am I, you know, do I ask Josie? Do I ask another witch? Do I ask somebody who has this strong spiritual background? I need you to ask yourself first what you want to do. Do you want to journal today? Do you want to meditate today? Do you need to take a break? Do you need to take a nap? What spiritually are you feeling at the moment? Because that is your answer, okay? The divine is carefully watching over you. Not to make sure that you make the right decision, but because they know that you're going to. Because I know that you're going to. The last reading that I, collective reading that I did, I mentioned this, that I see a lot of great things. My readings are not positive just because. They're positive because that's the energy I'm picking up on. Just like with Peso Pluma, I've never met this man a day in my life. But if I pick up on a certain energy, I stick with that certain energy and I run with it. And so for many of you, the energy that I've been getting all season two is a shift in your life. I'm going to say that one more time. There's a big shift in your life. And it didn't just start with the eclipse. It started with, honestly, I would say around March is when I was really beginning to see that shift for many of you. One, there's a lot more listeners than there were before. So many of you are trying to seek out people like myself who have certain spiritual gifts, who have always been in this spiritual realm, who are not going to tell you that the world's about to end on a certain date. Nothing like that. No spiritual psychosis going on over here. Who are the real deal? And because you're seeking us out and you're seeking out this information, you're going to continue to grow, and it's not going to be an easy growth. And sometimes it's going to be extremely uncomfortable. And sometimes you're going to just want to be like, I don't want to know anything else. I'm done. I don't want to know anything. That is why the divine is watching you so closely, almost in a protective nature. Okay. Therefore, I'm going to say to you to take those moments that you need, whether it's to take a nap, whether it's just to sit back and relax and to not look up anything spiritual. Don't look up no more crystals. Don't none of the above. Whenever you need to take those breaks, you're going to take those breaks. That's right. I'm telling you, I'm not asking. Take those breaks. Okay. Because you will still be a spiritual person the next day. You will still be heavily guided the next day. Your spirit guides will always have your back, no matter what, because that's what they're here for. Okay. And so that is your reading for this week.
We When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Obrigada, new moons. That means thank you in Portuguese. Thank you so much for tuning into the frequency of the Lua Nova podcast. And always take a second to say thank you to yourself. Thank you for showing up for yourself and also for my show. That means a lot to me. If you would like to follow me on social media, my username on TikTok is... One more time. My username on TikTok is Josie the Mustang. It is the only form on social media that I use. And whenever it pops up, it will say the Afro-Latina Love Witch. That means you're on the right page. I don't remember what my profile picture is, but you'll see me on there. And to the very few of you who have reached out to me and asked me to follow you back, I have followed you back. So thank you for that. I did want to briefly talk about the Novo Soul idea that I've been having. Rather than it spinning off into its own podcast, it will in the future. I don't know when. For the moment, it will remain a segment that will be part of Lua Nova here and there. Novo Soul translates from Portuguese, to English as new sun. And so after the eclipse, I wanted to introduce something new. And so the eclipse was about having a new sun rather than a new moon and going into a completely different phase. And so Novo Soul will eventually have its own podcast. It just won't be called that. I don't know what it'll be called. And it'll be something that is under the umbrella of what the Lua Nova brand is. Okay. This particular podcast is about teaching you all manifestation, talking about astrology, all things witchy and fun. Okay. That particular podcast will take things that are going on in pop culture and the spiritual aspect of it. No spiritual psychosis going on though. Okay. I am never going to tell you that, oh my God, the world's about to end tomorrow. Babe, I don't know. I couldn't tell you. My spirit guides a lot of times have a lot to say. Some of them do. Santa Muerte, I'm talking to you, but some of them don't. And they, one thing that they have never said, none of them, not even the saint of death, Santa Muerte, that's what her name translates to. They've never told me, yep, the world's ending tomorrow. That's never happened. So please be careful about who you are listening to. Please do your own research. It is so important to educate yourself. It is so important to really take the time to learn. What we learned in school is it's just scratching the surface for many of us, okay? It should be that way. You should always be learning, all right? So once again, obrigada, which means thank you in Portuguese. Say it to yourself. Look in the mirror right now and say it. I appreciate you and I will talk to you next weekend. Ciao. Thank you.